Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, April the 23rd. Saturday, April the 23rd, 2016. And the time is 2 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we've got a laid-back, if you will. Don't have a specific topic. We're going to talk about the 3-in-1 special that I have going on for the rest of the month of April. I want to encourage you to take a part of that to pick up some of my products. I also want to throw in a bonus book offer from one of my books. And then I also want to get your feedback, input on the next series. I got a couple of ideas of things that I'm going in because, again, I try to make sure that the things that I'm doing are relevant. I'm not just here just teaching, contrary to popular belief, you know, information or knowledge that makes myself look good. The goal is to try to share information that is relevant, things that are pertinent, things that can help you live a better life. Things that's going to assist you with your quality of life And as you know, most of the stuff I talk about, a lot of the stuff I talk about is, I mean, hot off the press. So the first thing that's addressed, again, looking at three things today, a short show today, we want to really just try to encourage you to pick up some of these audio programs because, again, they're very, very informative. The goal, obviously, is Christ consciousness. We want to go past those basic teachings of Jesus Christ and Him crucified, but we don't want to forget the basics as well. So the first thing that we have, or the first thing that I want to share with you today is the fact that the three-in-one basically means that you're able to pick up three copies of the 7 or 10 hour series that I have available. Have close to 20 different series that I've done over the years, and you can pick up any three of those for the price of one. Again, most of those series are $100. There are some series like the 10 hour series that I did on your blood, blood alchemy. This was a few years ago. The blood alchemy was actually a 12 hour series. That sells for $299 by itself, and you can pick up that Blood Alchemy 12-hour series, and you can also pick up the Revelation. I'm sorry, the Forbidden Knowledge, which was after the Revelation, that talks about your blood type is your God type. And I didn't want to put the title. That's why I titled that series Forbidden Knowledge, because I know that when I did the title of Blood Alchemy, it created a lot of adversity, and so people shying away from it. So I wanted the title to really not fit the subject, kind of, sort of. So the whole purpose, my brothers and sisters, is to make sure that we are able to actually address issues that are very, very, very relevant, whether it be political, whether it be religious, whether it be nutritional, whether it be financial. All of the topics that I discuss are topics that are not necessarily esoteric in nature, but they are topics that lead people down an esoteric path. Now, that word esoteric and the word Gnostic are two dangerous words, very, 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 very dangerous. I purposely try to avoid, like the series I just did on Haros Gammas. If that series, the Haros Gammas, is really a occult pagan ritual, a sexual ritual, but I wanted to focus on the aspect of it that had to do with your spirituality of the unity of the self. So, sure, there's a lot of other things you could talk about when you talk about these different topics that has to do with paganism and Gnosticism. But my goal is to try to show you how Christ, the Christos, has been replaced with the Christos. And I want to show you how you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater, even though it looks on the surface like what we are talking about is Luciferian. Okay, what does that mean? On the surface, for example, one of the series that I'm thinking about doing is called The Beast. Now, in the book of Revelation, it talks about the beast. Revelation chapter 13, verse 2 talks about this beast. And it's interesting because the beast, everybody's waiting for this beast to show up because nobody really understands. I shouldn't say nobody, but a lot of us don't understand that the beast has been around for centuries. And I say the beast, Revelation 13:2, and again, may not do the next series based upon this. It says, and the beast, which I saw, was like unto a leopard, one, and his feet was the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him power. The dragon, the Draco, gave him power. The dragon gave him his power and his feet. And he gave him great authority. Who is this beast? I've heard a lot of different people talk about this beast. A lot of different shows, but can you trace back the unification of the two lands that took, if you go all the way back to ancient Egypt? If you really examine the beast, brothers, it's shocking because the shadow government, that's really not a shadow government, but it's not the government that you think it is. That's the beast. So that's something that I think is very, very, very important. Another subject was there is a underlining theme, if you will, that goes around and that empowers all of the negative things, if you want to use the word negative, in our society. And that underlining fabric, that underlining theme, that underlining Luciferian agenda that controls this dimension has a name that very few people talk about. And it's a hard to pronounce, I guess. It's spelled L-O-O-E-A-M-O-N-G. Lu or low among, Lu among, Lu among. Now, it's mentioned in a lot of the different ancient texts and the old texts, but I've very seldomly heard anybody talk about this, you know, this Ashtaroth, Baalic, you know, Ishtar disposition. That's another subject. So, again, if there's a particular series that you would like for me to do, just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, and a lot of you have already expressed interest, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, because this lower mind, or lower mind, again, it is the power that many people call Lucifer, but it's more than just a personification. It's more than just a person. It's more than just a frequency or wave of vibration. It's something that goes all the way back. It's something that is like otherworldly, if you want to use that term. And when we talk about it, that's this Bible that lists and breaks this down. So that's another topic. That's another study that we can look at. This whole idea, this whole frequency, this whole great deception that it talks about, the whole Council of Nine, the whole idea that the King James, you know, Constantine, the false Christ, and the false books of the Bible, and this Bible called the OHSPE, I guess O-A-H-S-P-E, again, the Bible is called or entitled O-A-H-S-P-E. And in this Bible, it talks about this lower mind, this frequency, this wave, this vibration. I was going to do this show a while back, but again, I'm trying to make sure that everything that is done is relevant, because a lot of people I talk to are going through some of the issues that I was going through. One of the topics, again, I did a series a while back on the seven steps. Again, we talked about, you know, relationships. That's another topic I wanted to look at again, which was, I call, the simplicity of the gospel. So I was looking at that as a series as well, because the simplicity of the gospel is something that, because we talk about so many advanced issues, that sometimes the simplicity of the gospel is lost. Because the simplicity of the gospel is the foundation of the gospel, but the gospel or the spell, the simplicity of it, is very dangerous, because the Bible talks about that in the last days, you know, people, that men were going to become, that be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, you know, in 2 Timothy, where it talks about all of this stuff. And I'm sorry, 1 Timothy. So there's people going around who are, you know, like ravenous wolves. They disguise themselves as a wolf. But people who deceive are themselves deceived. And so when we talk about the simplicity of the gospel, it breaks down to one of the most profound things that I've just learned. Keep it simple, saint. Some people say keep it simple, stupid. I like to use the word saint. Keep it simple, saint. So we say keep it simple, saint. That's the KISS method. So when it comes to relationship, you know that Yahushua was betrayed by a kiss. So the goal is to make sure that your kisses are not betraying the people that are the closest to you. Because a lot of times we get so caught up in the advanced concepts and the advanced ideals that we miss the simplicity, excuse me, of the gospel, or the simplicity of relationships, or the simplicity of finances, or the simplicity of nutrition. Regardless of which one of the big four, you know, wealth, health, religion, wisdom, and relationships, regardless of which one of the big four you are addressing, there is a simplicity in it. It's simple, but yet it's complex. But it's this simplicity that we miss sometimes, because we're so busy focusing on these big esoteric things that sometimes we miss the simplicity. And that word simplicity, if we look it up in the Greek, it comes from Strong Concordance number G573 in the Greek. It means haplos, H-A-P-L-O-T-E-S, haplos, haplos. It simply means singleness, or it means sincerity or mental honesty. So it has to do with the singleness of your mental disposition, singleness of mind. Simplicity has to do with singleness of mind. So when we talk about the simplicity of the gospel, we're not saying that it's simple to understand. We're saying that it's the singleness of the mind. That's what the simplicity of the gospel means. So to do a show on that is very important to me, because most people think that simplicity has to do with simple terminology and simple terms. You know, altar call, bam, that's it. You go back to doing what you want. As long as you have that experience, you're done. But the word simplicity in the Greek, that's not what the word simplicity means. It means focus, discipline, and order. Those same three things I've been talking about for the last 20 years. That's the definition of the word simplicity. That's where I got it from. So simplicity means singleness of sincerity of the mentalness or the mental disposition. It has to do, again, with you totally giving your heart, mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect in the search of or in the pursuit of this thing that we call, that's a deep series, because it's, the word simplicity is not what you think. It's not what a lot of us have been taught. So, again, we're looking at, again, doing a series on the gospel, the simplicity of the gospel, because a lot of times, especially with what I just went through in the area of, you know, religion, wisdom, wealth, relationships, it does require singleness of focus. Again, the beast, the bear, that's a series because, again, the way that the world, the political climate, things that's happening in the world, to understand the system, the beast, what it is when it talks about this beast in the book of Revelation, and the bloodline of the beast that it talks about in Revelation 13:2, that's a great series as well. That's something. And then this Lohamon, that's a great series as well, because it deals with the under-over and understanding that there is a great deception that has taken place. And this great deception, it talks about it in the book of Ezra, where it talks about this emperor, again, who called together the council of wise men. And this council, again, came together. And Lohamon falsely announced himself as the Christ. And so all of the things I get when I talk about the Christos and the Christos, this is Lohamon or Lohamon. It is Baal and his council of nine, and how they have went about this conquest of destruction by falsely promoting himself among the gods, the people, humanity, through Roma, or the god of the Roman Empire, who has many names, but over the years, the underlying theme is still the same. And without this identifying of this Lohamon and what this means, what the vibrational means, what the whole ideal means, a lot of stuff that I talk about really doesn't make sense, because we don't understand the false god. We don't understand Thoth, T-H-O-T-H. We don't understand Christ versus Christ. And so we don't understand these things. And so it's easier for the enemy to manipulate us because we don't see the history of how this has been done. This being how the devil has transformed himself into an angel of light, and he's transformed his ministers or his demons into ministers of righteousness. Without the understanding to see the false light for what it is, because your very DNA contains phosphorus. The very body that you walk in, the very brain that you live in, the very method of talking that I am doing right now is Luciferian. Teaching is Luciferian. Talking is Luciferian. All of the attributes that we do was taught to us by the fallen angels. They were given to us. So if you don't understand that you have a flawed system, and therefore whatever results you get in the flaw system. It's going to be flawed. So your job is to understand the flaw. You may not be me. The job is not to get rid of the flaw. The job is to understand that the flaw exists. Because that is your perception, the ability to perceive, the ability to be objective, the ability to observe and to look around and see that there is a flawed system. That's the key. So we're going to be, again, email me if you're interested in the B series, the Simplicity of the Gospel series, or the Lower Monk series. Let me know what you would like to listen to or what you would like to hear next. Again, go to the website, masterteacher33.com. I sent out the email. I got, 20 different shows that I've done. Any three series you can pick up for $100 from today until the end of the month, April the 30th. Again, just go to the website, click on the link that says donation, make the $100 donation. Series like the one we just did, blood type, God type, Heteros Gamas, the one before that, forbidden knowledge, your blood type is your God type. God divides us by blood, not by race. The Revelation, that was a 7-hour series. Didymus Thomas, twin, the twin flames, that was a 7-hour series. It's Just an Illusion, that was a 10-hour series. Incarnation or Incantation or Incarceration, remember that series? 7-hour series, breaking down the difference. You are either an incarnation, you are either an incantation, or you are incarceration. Which one are you, brother? Which one are you? So remember that series we did? If you don't have that series, again, you can pick that up for pennies on a dollar because of, pick out any three for the cost of one. How about how to exit the matrix or how to exit the system of oppression? How about the metaphysics of eternal life? How to connect with God, good old-fashioned discipline, the God-ordained, dear Kinnear. Remember that series, how to connect with your personal purpose or what we call God? What about the series I did on current events? Biblical prophecy, I called it Twisted Light. If you don't have that series, man, with the current events that's going on today, you need to pick up a copy of that series, The Twisted Light. What about The Key of Knowledge? Did that 7-hour series. What about The True God versus the Gods of the Old Testament? Remember that series I did? True God versus the Gods of the Old Testament, 7-hour series. What about The Melanated Chi of the Zedek? The Melanated Chi of the Zedek. Remember that series that we did? The word deck means doctrine. Z means alms. Chi means energy. Mel means melanin. It's the doctrine of electricity that's manifested as energy in the form of melanin. That's what the name Melchizedek or Melchizedek means. Remember that series we did? Great series. If you don't have it, man, you guys need to get that series. What about the series on cosmic melanin? This blows a hole in all the Hebrew Israelite theology. Cosmic melanin. Melanin makes you a fifth dimension, a fit extension of this dimension. Let me say that again. 10-hour series, we broke down cosmic melanin. The whole promotion of this idea that the black man is God. It's great. Melanin is awesome. Melanin is great. On this dimension, you've got to keep it in this perspective. Great series. Anybody stuck in the Hebrew Israelite movement, Black Panther Party, all that good stuff, this is a series that person should listen to. Cosmic Melanin, powerful series. What about the series on Saul, heretic, or something else? Saul, a.k.a. Apostle Paul. We broke that series down. What about the series on trust and humility? That's a good one. That was a barn burner. Those two words, trust and humility. Another series that I didn't mention, but I may do next is a series that deals with service, balance, and responsibility. So as I was going through this last week of my life, and those three words was what the Father dropped in my spirit. Again, I don't hear lights. No angels come and hang out with me. There's no barn, no burning bush. It'd be great, man. I wish I had those type of esoteric experiences, but I don't. But all I know is the Father said you got away from your service, your mission, your ministry, your dream, your dear Kinnear. You are out of balance. There is no balance in your life. You're too extreme, too one way, too hot, too cold, whatever. Too extreme. You need balance. Three, you need accountability or responsibility. Those three words are resonating with me right now. It would be a great time to do a series on those three words because it's relevant. It's fresh off the dome. So that's another series that I may that we may be doing coming up on the next series. Service, balance, responsibility. Very powerful. Goes right in line with the series I did a while back on trust and humility. What about chronic dissatisfaction? Anybody, now this is just a short 3-hour series, but it's powerful, man. If you're going through life and for some reason or another you're not happy, chronic dissatisfaction. Why are you not happy? You're in good health. You ain't buried nobody. You got a great job. Got the activities of your limb. You live in a good country. Is this, could things be better? Absolutely. But what is it about this chronic, this ongoing dissatisfaction? Powerful series. Again, pick up any three series for the price of one, for $100. Next series, the 7 keys to wealth, health, and wisdom and relationships. We primarily focus on relationships, but the 7 keys for each one are relevant to all 4 different areas. That was a great series. The other series I mentioned previously already, Christos versus Christos, the greatest story never told. If you don't have that series, man, you definitely need to pick that one up. Christos versus Christos, the greatest story never told. What about the metaphysics of frequencies? The metaphysics of frequencies, 7-hour series. What about the metaphysics of the ark? You are the ark of the covenant. You ain't got to go get one. You are it. What about the metaphysics of new clay, the 12-strand DNA Christ activation? That is a cookie blower. The metaphysics of new clay, how to activate the 12 strands of your Christ. What happened to me and what's happening to you is to prevent you from oscillating and vibrating in your new clay. Because after I did the series, the bottom fell out of my life because of the 12-strand DNA activation. What does that mean? Distractions. Remember I told you the word distraction? The word attraction. We live in the universe that's based upon the law of attraction. Distraction means you lose traction. That means you found your purpose, and you're moving in the direction of fulfilling your purpose, but I got to send something into your life to distract you from it. That is how the enemy keeps you from oscillating and vibrating and activating all 12 strands of your DNA. You're only using 2. What about the other 10? You know what your life would be like if you oscillated on all strands of your DNA? Every time I start moving in that direction, bam, a distraction comes along. How is the distraction manifested? The next series I did, the science and metaphysics of technotronics. Man, technology is not your friend. I know you think it is, but social media does not make you more social. It actually makes you antisocial. So technology makes it easier for the distractions to manifest in your life. Great series I did. I also have a book. I talk about the book offer. I'm going to mention that here really quickly. Let me go through these last couple of series before we talk about the book offer. The Science and Metaphysics of Technotronics, that's a great series. Theosocial Nutrition, another series. Excuse me, Pharma Care, Pharmacy, Doctors of Deity, or Doctors of Sorcery. That's a great series. Cosmic Demiurge and the Serpent of Salvation, great series. Esoteric Christianity, another series. Blood Alchemy, 12-hour series, we mentioned that. Guided by Angels or Pushed by Demons. That is a must series. Everybody should have that one. Guided by Angels or Pushed by Demons. Last but not least, I got that power. Remember that What I Am song? I got that power. Do. Remember that song? Have you ever seen the video with Will I Am and Justin Bieber? Triple Dare You. Go watch that video immediately at the conclusion of today's show. Almost done. Give me 2 more minutes. After the conclusion of this series or this show today, please go to YouTube, type in I Got That Power, Will I Am, watch the video. Notice how Will I Am empowers and animates Justin Bieber. Notice, count the number of pyramids you see. Look at the power and how it's manifested. Watch the video very closely. In the video, it tells you what the whole series of I Got That Power is all about. Many of us have power, but like me, you got the wrong power. You got the power, but who's your source? Remember, if you're driven, that means somebody's sitting in the seat of your soul and they're driving you. Who is driving you? That's a very powerful series, man. If you guys have not listened to this, and if you have listened to it, you might want to listen to it again. I Got That Power. Very dangerous series, very powerful series. So any 3 series, you pick out the 3 that you like, Make the $100 donation at the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make the $100 donation. Let me know what three series you like, and I'll email you the electronic download. The book offer, again, $5 for any one of my books, that's any one of my $100 books or less, okay? Got quite a few of them. Any questions on the book offer? $5 for most, and again, most of the books are $99 to $199. So, again, one of the books, Key of Knowledge, great book. If you don't have that book, I break down language, the key of knowledge in that book. Powerful, powerful book. Again, I will send you the electronic download or the e-book. Another book that's included in the $5 book offer, Technotronics. I talked about the series I did on Technotronic Audio. This is the written book, Technotronics. Again, you can pick that book up. The book costs $99. You can pick it up for $5. Another book, Reverse Aging, How to Reverse the Aging Process. Great book. Another book, Toroidal Energy. Taurus. So I'm talking about Toroidal Energy. That's the title of the book. Powerful book. You don't have that book, you can pick it up today from now until the end of the month for $5. Again, all of my books that I have that are $99 or less, at less, you can pick it up. And one of those books, Ophiuchus, the 13th zodiac sign. Most people don't know that that's 13 zodiac signs. Most people think they're 12. Ophiuchus, if you know anybody that's born in the month of November, December, that wouldn't pimp the game. What about Salt? I have a book entitled Salt, Wanted for Crimes Against Humanity. Another book, Distilled Water, the hidden Metaphysics and Benefits of Distilled Water. I break down why I drink distilled water. Another book, The Number One Cause of Failure and Poor Performance. The Number One Cause of Failure and Poor Performance. And the list goes on and on. Got quite a few books. Again, any questions on which books you can pick up from now until the end of the month. And this one, I'm only limited to one book. So you can't pick up all the books, but you can pick up one book that I have on my website, or you can email me, and I will send you the list of the books that you can choose from. Let me know which book you like. Make the $5 donation, and I'll send you out that book. Again, there is a limited list, and it's limited to one book. The three audio shows, the offer for three audio shows, any three audio shows for $100. Again, each audio show normally sells for $99 to $199. So the savings, again, that you're making is a $200 savings by taking advantage of this offer from now until the end of the month. My brother and my sister went over time just a little bit. Again, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Email masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Let me know, okay, hey, Doc, I want to take advantage of your offer. Also, I'm interested in, hey, next series, let's break down, you know, service, balance, responsibility. Or let's break down Lower Manga. Or let's break down the beast. Or let's break down the simplicity of the gospel. My brothers and my sisters, again, please take advantage of the offer that we got going on through the end of the month. Thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. Again, lighthearted show today, nothing too deep, nothing too heavy. Again, I probably mentioned I may do another show tomorrow as well, just promoting this the upcoming shows, as well as letting you know about the special that we have going through the month of April. Brothers and sisters, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your Inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the acting, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.